Mark, you have some news. You're with KPMG, at least for now, but there's something going on there, is there not?
That's right. I'll be leaving a week from now. It's been a terrific organization to be associated with. And since I'm over 50 officially, I guess I'm retiring from KPMG.
So wow.
I'll be totally disassociated, and good firm to be associated with, of course. And I'll be joining a colleague of mine off and on in government reform, jumping into the cloud with a cloud computing initiative around grants filing.
Interesting. Talk a little bit more about what the space is, what the available turf is that you're going to try to claim.
Well, you know, I've spent a long part of my career trying to simplify government, and we go through these cycles, of course. I think we made a good stab at it with grants management line of business and e-grants. It's pretty clear with a movement away from that, with the pressures on many state and research organizations, state universities, state government, local government, the budget pressures at the federal level, that a lot of work needs to be done on the closeout process with grants. Now, it's a very paperwork-intensive, very manual-intensive process. And because of the plethora of systems, both on the university and grant recipient side and on the government side, there's real opportunity to leverage some of the magic of cloud computing to reduce the burden and make things a lot simpler. We look at it as like turbo grants, like TurboTax applied to grants filings. I think it's going to become more and more important, not just because of the Recovery Act, but just because of the fiscal situation.